Yeah, dude.
All right, go ahead and say it.
Now you gotta go say it.
All right, I know you're gonna get it. That's for real. It start. I want to go see it again. I really do.
That good, huh? Well, good. You know, why don't you and I? You and I haven't had a date night in a while.
Cousin, dude, you know what? It's dangerous. And see, I had my wife there to like kind of hold me back. Be like, hey, all right, settle down. You know, if it was just you and I, Brock.
I mean. I think it'd be a good. I think everyone would benefit from this. Everything would benefit.
The movie theater wouldn't.
Why are you bringing
your trash?
Why are you bringing your own popcorn bucket in? Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I really want to go see the movie.
No, not really. We're not going to see. We're not going to watch.
I'm not going with you now.
The floor's not going to be sticky from pop on her.
Jeez.
6:13 in the morning. We already ruined the show. Great. Or I ruined it. Anyway, no, I'm going to try and get Kiki to get gussied up for a date night, and I think we'll go do that. So,
telling you exactly
what she wants to do. She wants to get gussied up and then go watch me geek out over Jackass.
Hey,
that's what it is.
You know what? I'm just saying, if you've seen the previous ones, there's some wiener.
See, it's something for the ladies, too. Good.
My wife enjoyed it.
Anyway, enough of our date night at the movies. Let's get to it. It's time for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
I mean, she was wishing John Cena was in the
That's
movie.
What it was. She's just imagining him. It's like,
in Jackass. Relax.
Well, he is in my mind, and that's his wiener right there. Hold on, real quick, before I move on to WTF of the day, they must have the transmitter for... the lake cranked up because my headphones, that's all I can hear in there in the background right now. That thing is just bleeding through right now.
Your headphones are glowing, bro.
If I get distracted, that's why. So it's just I got two things going on in my headphones at the same time. Anyway, let's see. Your WTF for 6 a.m. Let's do this one. This is good. Another bomb one. We already had a grenade story this week where a guy was keistering a grenade. How about this one? Uh-huh. A 20-year-old guy in Akron thought it'd be a good idea to call in a fake bomb threat to Ottawa police on Monday. He claimed he was going to set off a bomb in downtown Ottawa because he doesn't agree with the mask mandates, so they obviously had to take him seriously. But it turned out he didn't have a bomb and the whole thing was a hoax. That's not the dumb part, though. The dumb part is he called the wrong Ottawa.
Oh, dude, come on.
He just Googled the number for Ottawa police and ended up calling a precinct in a small town of Ottawa, Ohio. Instead, it's a town of...
Did the area code here? It's different.
This is weird. Are you guys in Canada right now? Anyway, Ottawa, Ohio only is a town of around 4,000 people, about 60 miles outside of Toledo. A police spokesman there said they were surprised he didn't recognize the 419 area code since about a quarter of the state uses it. Last we heard, they were still deciding what to charge him with. He's charging with...
Fine. Dude, you know what? It's we're not using... rotary phones that, you know, they can track everything and every from anything. People are just ridiculously stupid sometimes that I can't wrap my brain around it.
My name is John Smith. I live at 155 Lincoln Avenue, and I am calling in a bomb threat. All right. Well, thank you. It'll be very easy to find you,
we'll
John.
Be there soon there, John.
Be there soon. People got too much time on their hands. That's the big problem. That's what I've noticed. I think it was better back when we had to really work for things, you know, like everything was a chore, you know, getting the morning milk was a chore and keeping the house warmers. We got too much free time. And now all these idiots are like, well, I got all this free time. What am I going to do? And this is what happens.
I wonder what the penalty is for the bomb threat.
I think it's fairly serious.
I'm sure. Yeah, it's serious. Yeah. Especially right now.
Yeah. I mean, it should be anyways. I mean, what are you doing?
Right.
So, anyway, this guy definitely getting in trouble. They don't know yet where they're going to get him with. I don't know. Does this count as maybe like an international crime because he was trying to call and threaten Ottawa, you know?
You know where it started? When he was a kid and he pulled the fire alarm at school.
That son of a... And obviously, he wasn't paying attention to the map day at class. And they're like, all right, kids, we're going to talk about... different areas of the world. Nah, that's fine. I don't need to worry about that. Two Ottawas, who cares? All right, there you go. That is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.